Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are talking Shabbos 27, talking about three items that we can learn from an incident as pointed out by Rav. The Gemara relates an incident. Rav was once visiting at the house of Ganiva and he prayed the Shabbos tefillah of Marv on the eve of Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, who was Rav's student, was praying behind Rav. And Rav finished his Shmon Esrei but did not interrupt the prayer of Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was still praying. He therefore did not walk between him and the wall in order to return to his seat. The Gemara notes three things are to be derived from this story. One is that a man may say the Shabbos tefillah on the eve of Shabbos. The second is that a student may pray behind his teacher. The third is that it's forbidden to pass in front of one praying. So a little bit about Derech Eretz, a little bit about practical matters and just thinking about others in a small way. When we see people davening, when we see people praying, we should be better mindful, myself especially included, not to interrupt them, not to try to bother them, and not to try to get them to finish. Guilty of this all the time. But we also should be mindful that where they're praying, we should try to not walk in front of them. I remember hearing about this in yeshiva when I was a kid, and I never realized where it came from, but it comes from right here in Brachos, that we should be mindful of the Dalet Amos, of the area that a person davens in front of. And if you're davening in a small shul, we should be zelcha to go out to shuls and everything again soon. Then be careful and mindful of those people that are davening, those people are in the middle of different tefillos, and try to wait for them to finish. A lot of times if someone finishes before someone else, they wait for them to finish so they could take their three steps back, and other people watch out for people davening so that they could walk in front of them or not. So just be mindful of people davening or benching or being involved in different things, especially in a shul, and therefore hopefully we could just be a little more mindful of people's davening habits and other habits in general in order to make it a little more considerate to others in all aspects. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 28 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.